Proclamation number 8056 of 6th of December, 1961. Understanding spiritual knowledge. I want to open up your understanding for a knowledge which lies outside of intellectual thinking and which therefore cannot be taught to you by fellow human beings. Spiritual knowledge cannot be fathomed with the intellect, nor can it be understood with the intellect alone if it is brought to you. I myself must first be able to work in you through my spirit, which can only then give you the right understanding for it. You may well object that you don't need such knowledge for your earthly life. But this earthly life is not given to you to savor it earthly, that only your body creates what it believes it needs for its well-being. For this earthly life will not last long, then you will exchange it for a life in the spiritual kingdom, in the kingdom about which you lack knowledge but which you should nevertheless strive to attain in order to use earthly life accordingly. You know nothing about what happens after your death. Yet knowledge about it is imparted to you, and thus I myself must provide you with the understanding for it. Otherwise it will only remain dead knowledge which your intellect knows nothing about. And you should know that you will have to live a second life on earth which will not pass away, which will remain with you even if you have to suffer earthly death. This second life is the life of the soul. It is the actual purpose of your earthly life that the soul matures, that the body is paid less attention to, that the soul gathers spiritual treasures in order to attain a spiritual life. However, empty knowledge about this is not of use to you. Instead, I myself want to make this knowledge accessible to you so that you will understand it and then also lead your earthly life accordingly. Yet your intellect cannot give you sufficient clarification. But I speak to you through the heart, and you will truly be able to understand this enlightenment if only it is your will to be introduced to the knowledge about the cause and aim of your earthly progress. Then my spirit will already be active in you and the bond with the kingdom which is not of this world will be established. It will always be difficult for a worldly person to accept a world outside of the earthly. And if he is told about it, his intellect will not be able to understand it. Yet only a serious thought that there could still be a world makes my slight influence possible, even though I always respect the human being's free will, thus I never force him to accept such influxes of thoughts which could bring him enlightenment. But one thing is certain, that the earthly world, earthly life as a human being, is not an end in itself but a means to an end. Only this one thought should move people within themselves, and truly, they would be able to record success for the soul, which then would certainly desire and also receive further enlightenment. Yet only I myself can make spiritual knowledge accessible to you humans. I myself cannot be switched off. For without me you cannot prevent the fact that only your intellect is active and that it is influenced by my adversary, who does not give you light but wants to keep you in spiritual darkness. Hence, intellectual thinking without devotion to me will only produce dead knowledge which only concerns earthly things, which only serves physical well-being but will not influence the life of the soul. It will only ever answer material questions but it will never touch the kingdom which is your true home. The spiritual kingdom from which you originated and into which you will enter again when your earthly life is over. But you should acquire knowledge about this kingdom, you should desire knowledge about it through the desire to establish the bond with me, who grasps every spiritually directed thought and also mentally answers it when I see that the will is good and the desire for enlightenment is serious. Then my spirit in you will be stimulated into activity, and then I can make knowledge accessible to you which cannot be conveyed to you humanly. unless my messengers convey it to you on my behalf. But then they will also have been taught by me in order to proclaim the truth to you. For you must learn the meaning and purpose of your earthly life so that you will also live it out with spiritual success, so that your soul will mature and attain eternal life. Amen.